I found that tarot gives a lot of the answers that the Christian faith doesn't. I'm not knocking Christianity, but I think like I want to be that source that helps people of color, especially people or people of all marginalized groups who are going through trauma, who are going through not understanding why, you know, generational trauma affects them. I want to be a helpful resource for that. And I didn't see a lot of people like me in my space. So I wanted to open myself up to be of service for people who want to grow and develop and heal and looking for another way to do that.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Pure Happy Healthy. My name is Leandra Haupt. I work as a model, I'm a techno lover and a 90s fashion enthusiast. And I work as a hypnotherapist and life coach. Through my work and this podcast, I want to bring more connection, happiness, and health into this world. Each week, I release an interview with an inspiring guest, all on the topics pure, happy, healthy.
When you hear tarot card reading, many people probably think of super esoterical woo-woo practices that have nothing to do with actual reality. But actually, tarot card reading can be like any other tool in the modern spiritual world, just be a way to guide you on your path and to help you really see where your problems lie and see where your strengths are and maybe even answer some current questions that you have. So today I'm speaking with Ashley Langham. She is an intuitive tarot card reader. So that means that she connects with you while reading the cards and she connects with your energy and really see what she can see. And then she pulls the cards for you, which usually is the other way around. So I had a tarot card reading with her and it really, really helped me to find more clarity on all the questions that I had. She came a really, really long healing way herself and tried so many different modalities. And what I really like about our conversation and also her path is that she approaches everything with a spiritual way, but also a very accessible way for people who are not so much in the spiritual world and are more rational thinking. So in my opinion also, we can use all these tools. It's not something that is only for spiritual people, but it's something that can really help people of all kinds to find more clarity in their life. So in this episode, I hope to bring tarot card about more clarity about what it is, how it can help, and how everyone can have easy access to tarot card reading. Ashley herself is a really interesting person as she comes from a banking background and she has gone a very different path now. So she also shares about her personal story and about also her content writing. And she is also the podcast host of Navigationship, where she talks everything with her friend about racial issues and discrimination. So I hope you enjoy this podcast episode and make sure you stay till the end because this time you can actually win some super cool goody-goody. So stay until the end and yeah, enjoy this beautiful episode with Ashley Langham. Yeah, I'm super, super excited to have Ashley Langham today with me in the interview. So hi and welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. The first question to all my interview guests is always, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had some granola and strawberries.
That sounds delicious.
And a nice coffee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Coffee, the essential. Essential for life. Yeah. Yeah. Would you like to introduce yourself? How would you like to be known by the world, or at least my audience for now?
Well, I'm Ashley. I'm an intuitive tarot card reader, and I'm also a content writer as well. So I've been doing tarot for the last 5 years. I've also been doing content writing for 2 years, but I really tapped into sort of my spirituality in the last 5 years really deeply and noticed I had a spiritual gift on reading cards, and that's what I do and channel energies for people.
So cool. So when most people hear tarot cards, they probably have heard about it, maybe have even tried it, but intuitive tarot card reader, I guess that's something that people or also I before haven't heard before. So what exactly is intuitive tarot card reading?
Yeah, so I use my intuition to interpret messages. Some people say they're psychic. I'm not psychic. I'm never going to tell you, you know, this is going to happen to you in 5 years. I just interpret the messages with my intuition and channel the energies through my intuition. So it's a little bit different.
So we actually had a tarot card reading together. So I know the way that you work. And I've done the tarot card pulling by myself. And the way I learned it is that you mix it and then you put it in front of you and then you pull a card and you set them in either the Celtic sign or like past, present, future, etc. But the way that you pull the card was really new for me, and I've never really seen that before. So if I book a session with you, or if we had a session together, so I know, how do you work with your clients? What's the way how you approach a tarot card reading session?
So I allow my clients to sort of lead my tarot card readings. They ask a question and I shuffle until the cards pop out. And that's what I guess is a little bit nuanced about like intuitive tarot. What I do is because your spirit guides, if you have them, it's also just energy as well. If you don't believe in spirit guides necessarily, will push out certain messages and certain cards. So the shuffling in front of my clients, I think, is super important because it's basically we're working together with the energies. I'm obviously working with my intuition. Those cards are coming out, and obviously I can interpret messages from what those cards are saying. And that happens with every question that my client uses that I'll shuffle through, and we'll get messages that come out as a result.
And then how do you pursue in terms of reading them?
So I try to explain as much to my clients because some people are just not aware of tarot and the messages that each card means. So when a card comes out, if that card has a specific message that's relevant to the original meaning, because each card has different meanings, they have different numbers, they have meanings, they have zodiac signs associated. There's a lot that goes into tarot. So I try to explain what those messages are in relation to what their situation is, and try to give such detail. So they're not like, oh, I just see like, you know, a woman sitting on a throne. What does that mean? You know? And that has different meanings for different suits within the deck. So I try to explain all that as I go along, so people are really sort of aware of what I'm saying and how it relates to their specific situation.
And how far and how long can you go within a reading?
So I have different times. Like I have 15 minute, 30 minute, 1 hour, and 1.5 hour sessions. I also have very targeted readings, like shadow side readings to reveal what's in your deep, dark subconscious. And that's only for 50 minutes. And then I do have a reading that talks about your life purpose, which is for 45. So it just depends on what you book with me. And of course, like the longer they are, the more in depth, the more subjects we can cover in your life.
Okay, so that means that you can come up with, within the reading, you can come up with even more questions and maybe get a new question, or you get a new insight, and then you just continue going.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I always ask my clients to prepare some questions for the reading, just so we're not sitting there, you know. But a lot of times, because of the messages, people have follow-on questions to those. So I just answer the follow-on questions to whatever comes up with that message.
Yeah, interesting. You were already saying that tarot card set is actually really, really complex, and there's numbers about it, there's symbols about it, there's many different people in it, basically. Could you, for someone who has never seen actually a tarot card set, could you explain how it's built up and maybe group them together, what they generally mean in a group, or if that's possible? Just give us a little overview.
Yeah, so you have different suits. You have the major arcana and then the minor arcana. The major arcana are like cards that are very transformational, transitional. If you're going through a very big time in your life, they tend to come up. And these are like, they're pretty clear. They're associated with numbers, but they're pretty clearly not the suit's minor arcana, which is more about day-to-day problems. If you're asking about love and a king comes up and you're attracted to men, not that you have to be to associate with a particular gender, but if you're attracted to men and a king comes up, maybe there's a man that's coming into your life that has king-like energy, is very, you know, masculine, focused, determined, you know, got his stuff together, so to speak. And then within the minor arcana, you have four suits. You have the cups energy, which represents emotions, pentacles, which usually represents finances and tangible items like traveling to a new country or buying a house. You have the swords, which represents your thoughts and your actions. And then you have the wands, which represents your energy, the fire, the passion, the creativity as well. And this is all within the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which I use for myself, and I use a form of the Rider-Waite-Smith for my clients. But there's all types of decks, but this is the most traditional one and the most widely used one. And then all of the decks, all major and minor arcana, have numbers associated with them. And then they have zodiac signs as well. And then they have meanings within those cards. So it's a lot of people are always like, oh, how do you remember all of that? And it's practice, but it's also like intuition. I never, because I have given tarot card workshops, I always tell beginners, you know, don't get so tied up in remembering exactly what that card means. It has a multiple of meanings. Use your intuition to decipher the messages based on maybe you know one thing about the card. For example, like the King of Wands is usually a driven, passionate man who goes after what he wants. Maybe you know that, you know, that one line, but maybe the King of Wands is showing up for a completely different reason than that one line represents. So it's really about connecting to your intuition to be able to decipher through the numbers, the energies, even the elements, because each card is associated with an element, particularly the minor arcana, particularly the different suits. So just, yeah, use your intuition. It will guide you through it. And you can always research and read. I still do. About the different meanings, because maybe that there's another meaning that's associated with why I'm picking up that card.
So if someone would like to try it, it wouldn't be a problem just doing it, starting it by yourself, maybe getting a deck and just reading the meaning in a book, and that would be okay?
Yeah, definitely. Like it's easy if you just want to read from the book and then see how that interprets to your particular life or your situation. And then when you start, you know, gaining momentum with it, then you can really trust in your intuition. Really, it's about trusting in your intuition. No matter what the book says, the book can say one thing and it has nothing to do with your life, but it's your intuition that's going to guide you to that. So really get a closer relationship with your intuition first. And then I would say start interpreting the messages.
You were saying before, if you have spirit guides, let them guide you, or if not, it's all energy. And I love that you put it like this, that you leave it open to the person how deep they want to go into the spirituality when they do the tarot card reading, because as far as I can see, this is really your approach to make tarot card really accessible for everyone, not just for people who are super spiritual and into this, but like also for people who maybe don't believe in spirituality. So what is your approach to that? Like how do you see tarot card reading? Is it actually something that is kind of magic or woo-woo what a lot of people think, or is it something more scientific, or where's the bridge between these two?
Yeah, I always say, and I actually say on my website, tarot is a resource, not the source. So I think it can be used as a tool. It's not the main, it doesn't have to be like the end all be all to your spiritual journey. And I say that because a lot of people don't necessarily believe in spirit guides. They don't believe in hearing their ancestors talk. They don't believe in a God, so to speak, or a higher power that's controlling everything. And I feel like if you don't, then you're really scared because you're just like, well, I don't believe in tarot because you need a higher power. No, I mean, everything is made up of energy. Energy can never be destroyed. You learn that in science. So even if you're a firm believer in science, you can still use tarot because technically, you know, everything's matter, everything's energy. So the energy is still going to speak to you in a particular way that's relevant to you. And even if you do believe in, say, like a structural religion, unless by some belief that you don't believe your particular structural religion allows you to use tarot. But even if you did and you were open-minded to it, you know, God's speaking to you through cards, you know, so you can use that. Particularly for me, I believe that there is, you know, a creator of all things. I don't believe necessarily in structural religion. I use tarot and I feel like my spirit guides, my angels, and the creator of all that is speaking to me. So it's not something that's too woo-woo. You can believe at opposite ends of the spectrum, science or total science, or in, you know, structural religion. And I think it just is super helpful. And it's an interpreter of you're the interpreter. Like your energy is going into it. And you're the one who's going to read those cards, how it fits your life. Taking responsibility for that is super important, no matter what you believe.
Yeah. I love that you say that, because I think so many people put together tarot with the word esoteric, and esoteric is a word that has a lot of stigma about it, I think, and then woo-woo, and so yeah. People don't really take it serious. But as you say, it's a tool that can actually help you on your path, on your life path, and give you some answers when you maybe feel stuck, just like astrology maybe, you know, and like there are so many tools, and you can just find out which tool suits you, right? Which tool is giving you the best messages for yourself, and then let them provide you the answers. I, for example, love asking my dreams about answers. I put a question out there before I go to bed, and then I get my answers in my sleep, in my dreams. So you can just try out different things. And so maybe that leads a few people now to try out a tarot card for the first time. It's you cannot lose anything, basically. What was the journey? Yeah. What was the journey for you? Like, how did you find tarot? Or better, let's say, how did tarot find you?
I think tarot found me, to be quite honest. I was starting a really transformational period in my life, real job, like career job. And I was in banking before. I was compliance and operational risk officer. And I moved to Australia. I didn't know anybody. And Australian culture was such a shell shock, even though I spent the last 2 years of my life in the UK, and it's very similar, but it's extremely different still. And so I was kind of wondering how I'm going to get through all of what, also I was going through a extreme breakup from someone who was like, you know, huge relationship, huge soulmate. So I was trying to figure that out. And I kind of was like, I need to find answers. And at the time I was also Catholic, and those, that sort of structural religion with that many rules didn't really work for me, wasn't really aligning to answering the questions that I had. And so I decided, you know, let's check out tarot. I don't even know what clicked or how it, like, there was no aha moment. It was just kind of like, oh, I'll see what tarot is about. And I start using it. And at first, you know, my messages were just off, like, because I wasn't really tapped into my intuition. But then I got better and started clearing a lot of emotional wounds, doing a lot of deep healing work, clearing a lot of what was in my unconscious, and got closer to my intuition, and the messages started coming clear. I always kind of knew I was intuitive, because other things that I had predicted before happened, but tarot just made everything very easy to interpret, especially when I got clearer with my intuition.
So beautiful. And when was the moment when you decided to wanting to do that for a work as well for others?
I think it was the year. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. And I decided to do it for friends and see how it worked out. And they were like, oh, this is accurate. You know, what you're saying is pretty accurate. So, yeah, I just started doing it for friends. And then they were like, you should really do this to help other people. And I also know a lot of people out there, especially people of color like myself, they are very stigmatized to tarot, because tarot, it goes against structural religion, you know, and particularly for African Americans, we tend to be Christians and Baptists and all of that. And I found that tarot gives a lot of the answers that the Christian faith doesn't. I'm not knocking Christianity, but I think, like, I want to be that source that helps people of color, especially people or people of all marginalized groups who are going through trauma, who are going through not understanding why, you know, generational trauma affects them. I want to be a helpful resource for that. And I didn't see a lot of people like me in my space. So I wanted to open myself up to be of service for people who want to grow and develop and heal, and looking for another way to do that. And also have that added layer of understanding, being understandable and aware of them around that, and to be able to take that awareness with the tarot and help somebody heal.
So beautiful. So you were saying you came from banking and now you're a tarot card reader and a blogger, or column writer. So how, what happened in between? Like, you said you did a major transformation. Like, take us back to the moment when you realized suddenly that maybe your life was not like you wanted it and you needed something to change. Or was there that major moment when you realized, wow, this and no further, I really want to switch my life around now? Or was it more like a fluid transformation?
It was a bit of both. I mean, like, 2 years ago, I was still working in my industry and I was severely unhappy in my career. I hated my management and I was being mistreated, in my opinion. And I was completely burnt out and I was looking for something else to do. And I was like, well, maybe I should just go off and find another job and in compliance. And that wasn't working. And I always think, like, for me, like, you know, rejection is always like God's protection. Because I don't think I would have lasted or was supposed to last in that situation or that level of that type of institution. So I was gradually pursuing content writing and gradually pursuing tarot reading for other people. And I was getting burnt out again because I was doing tarot like I approach work and banking. And that's just not like very materialistic, very capitalistic, and very controlling. And that's just not how I want my business to be. So I took some time off, continued doing the banking thing. And then it got to last year where, you know, the whole world kind of fell apart with the pandemic. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like I was at home, not away from my colleagues, away from management. And I was having panic attacks regularly. And I was just so unhappy. And I was like, I need to get out of here. So I decided to leave my job in October and pursued doing content writing full time. I actually was doing tarot for quite some time, for about 6 or 7 months last year. And then as I was approaching it pretty terribly, I completely stopped working for other people. And now that I'm in Tulum, now is the time to reoffer my services to other people. And I know how to do it now in a way. I'm in a better mindset, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, to offer it in a way that's conducive, not only for me, but also for my clients.
So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. So it looks like you've made a major journey in the past years. And besides a tarot card, obviously for your own, but also for others, what were some other healing modalities that you've tried that helped you on your way of becoming who you are today?
Yoga helps a lot, though I feel like it does take time with yoga because, again, we're so used to approaching things by performative. So I went on a yoga teacher training and that really helped because it kind of gives you the other 7 limbs of the 8 limbs of yoga, one being asana and like body practice, the other being more about your mindset, how you should live your life, how you should breathe and use the life force that's in you. So that was really helpful. I did train and do my Reiki 1, so I know how to heal myself through Reiki. And I did theta healing. And again, I know how to heal through theta. And theta healing really changed the game for me because theta is a way of is a way of manifesting healing on a cellular level. You reach like a theta levels in your brain waves and kind of aligned to all that is, aligned to the energy of all that is. And then you start working on the deep limiting beliefs that you have on different levels, generationally, past lives, soul level, and on your childhood level, where you've picked up limiting beliefs from the ages of 0 in vitro to 7. So that was super, super helpful. And that actually helps my tarot because I was able to heal. I'm able to heal other people through theta. So I'm much more connected to the energies that are going around and able to kind of channel more energies through other people. I've done a lot of things, tantric. I've done Kundalini work. I've done Cambo. I've done cacao ceremonies, sound bowl healing. Like I kind of am someone who's ultimately always going to explore different modalities of the spirituality space because I think they're all necessary. They're ancient teachings from tends to be civilizations of color that we just stopped using because capitalism came through and that was benefiting us for a while. Well, not us, but it was benefiting for a while. And so I think kind of bringing back those ancient teachings and practicing them and using them has just been so transformational and has made me the person who I am now.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I think now more than ever, people are getting interested again in all these ancient teachings and bringing them together, which is the beauty of it, that now we have like that whole collection of all different cultures that were practicing different things. But then also we can mix it with new technologies like, or somewhat new, like hypnosis or theta healing or whatever it is, and just find out the tools that work for us. I think it's not must not necessarily be the same for each person because we're all individuals, but it's just nice to try everything out and then see what works for you, what makes you become, the best version of yourself. So if someone is super, super interested now in working with you and finding out more about you, where can people find you or get in touch or get a session with you?
Yeah, I just actually finished my website, so I'm happy about that. So it's just thoughtfultheroughtarot.com. Also, you can find me on my Instagram, though it's a personal Instagram, but it does have my website on there in case you forget. It's Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y-N-L 1990. So I'm there as well.
Yay. And we got a super, super beautiful gift for everyone listening now, a super nice surprise, because Ashley is going to offer a mini reading for one lucky winner of the listeners of this episode. So all you got to do for this is go head over to Instagram, follow Ashley. I will link her in the show notes, and follow me if you don't do so yet on both of my accounts. Then screenshot this episode with both of us and share it on your Instagram story and tag both of us in your story. And that makes you eligible to win a short mini reading. And we will draw the lucky winner a few days or a week. Let's see how I will set a date from then, so you can enter this beautiful offer. So thank you so much for offering this.
I'm happy to help.
Cool. So is there any last thing that we didn't get to speak about that is still on your heart that you would love to share to my listeners, one maybe last piece of advice that you would leave the listeners with for today?
Only to align, deeply with your intuition. If you are thinking about doing tarot, don't get overwhelmed by like the mini card messages. Just, focus on having a deeper relationship with self, deeper relationship with your intuition. If you are interested in, getting a tarot reading, if you don't feel comfortable with the tarot reader, or if you feel like, oh, their messages are a bit doom and gloom, you don't have to listen. If they don't resonate, they don't resonate. I never want anybody to feel scared to go to tarot, and therefore they're totally, precluded from going to tarot. Just, if someone doesn't resonate, just leave the messages behind and try to find someone else, like me. So that's all.
Thank you.